Hello, welcome to Art Speak Radio. Hey, you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFY, Kansas City Community Radio. And I'm just a little crazy because it's pledge drive time. Yeah, crazy. And my beautiful radio husband asked me to thank someone, Mark Manning, asked me to thank Amy Irene Stock in Kansas City, Missouri, who challenged everyone to call in and support this little old radio station from West Waldo.
Thank you, Amy.
Get out of here. This is my show now.
Cheers.
No, we love our Mark Manning. He is a mentor, my radio husband, and he smells really good. So thank you for tuning in and finding all that out. So this afternoon we have Angie Jennings, Leah Murphy, Dan Free, Sylvia Kofler. They're all here in the studio to talk about what's happening in their world. Also, I want to mention that, again, we're doing this crazy fall pledge drive, so you can support this little old community radio station by calling 888-931-0901. You can also make a pledge online at kkfi.org. We love to have you call in and support this station, because without your support, we wouldn't be here. We're all volunteer-based, so everyone does their part, the DJs, the programmers, volunteer coordinator. And we all do our part, and we hope that you can do your part and keep us up and running. 888-931-0901, kkfi.org. So, I'm going to, Sylvia, I'm going to have you pull up a chair and join this lovely group, Angie Jennings, Leah Murphy, Dan Free, and Sylvia Kofler. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Society for Contemporary Photography with President Angie Jennings and Vice President Leah Murphy. They're going to talk about the Open Spaces 2018, a Kansas City Arts Experience Expanded Field Portfolio Walk that's taking place this evening. So welcome, my friends.
Thank you.
You bet. So let's talk a little bit about the Kansas City Society for Contemporary Photography. What is that about? Tell us.
We are an organization who promotes and exhibits local photographic artists. We also try and promote the artist outside of Kansas City. We also have programming to help photographic artists in best practices, business practices, and so forth, portfolio development, writing artist statements and resumes, mm-hmm. and learning elevator speeches, etc.
That's great. Press releases are great, too. I always ask people for a press release, and then they give me their website. It's like, no.
A press release.
Right. You know, and I want to ask you about, do you discriminate between digital cameras and old, like, film or...
No.
Other sort of, okay, I
we
shouldn't
don't.
Say discriminate, we, but I mean...
Any photographic medium.
Okay.
We have photographers who work in wet plate. Mm-hmm. We have photographers who work in cyanotype and salt printing and bromoil, as well as digital and
film. So you're not going to throw anyone out with the Polaroid.
And iPhones.
And iPhones. Yeah. Yeah.
So. I don't think you can buy Polaroid film anymore, right?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Oh, good
yeah.
to know.
In fact, I have a series up right now that was shot all on Polaroid.
So a series that you're going to talk about?
No. Nope.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because that's happening again tonight from 5 to 9.
Right. Yeah, so the Portfolio Walk is going to include 20 photographic artists and their portfolios, several of whom will have probably two portfolios. So it's going to be more than 20 portfolios to look at.
Wow.
It is just a walk. It's a great opportunity for the public to learn and talk with artists about their work, their process, the projects that they're working on, and just to really educate the public on photography as an art form.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you were showing some of the images in the green room, and they were really incredible. So thank you for that work.
Thank you.
So you've got about, 30 invited photographic artists?
20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That are going to display their work. And tell us where that's going to be at. What is the address?
It is at El Torreon. which is at 3101 Gillam Road. Mm-hmm. Many people may remember the Cowtown Ballroom.
Or maybe not, because, you know, it was back in the...
You know, depending on, you know, what generation you are. Sometimes I have to mention the Cowtown Ballroom, and then it clicks. Yeah. It's like, oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. So that's crazy. That's at 3101 Gillam Plaza here in Kansas City, Missouri, and that's going to be from 5 to 9 p.m. And that was an old ballroom, and it was the centerpiece in the big band and jazz history of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in the 70s, the music venue that everyone went to.
Right.
And, so it's nice to see that, you know, it's again being reused in a way that invites, you know, the public to come and view the work.
Exactly.
Now, Leah Murphy, you are also a photographer as well, right?
I am.
And what is your work? What is the focus of your work?
The portfolio that I will be showing this evening is a body of work that was created as a result of losing two of my siblings to suicide. It started about 8.5 years ago with the loss of my first brother, and not quite 2 years ago, I lost a second brother. And so this body of work was a means of me kind of processing the shock and the grief and the loss of those brothers. And it surrounds concepts of childhood, mystery, wonder, looking kind of back at my childhood, what I knew, what I didn't know, what we knew, what we shared, what we, you know, kind of kept perhaps hidden from each other.
And I am truly sorry for your loss. I know it's very devastating. We talked in the green room about that. But with this body of work, are you finding some sort of release or some sort of, I don't know, what are you finding in this work?
It's really interesting. When I lost my first brother to suicide, I just came to a complete standstill. And, of course, it's a horrible thing to experience once in a lifetime. It's certainly unexpected to experience it twice. Both of these losses were not foreseen in any way. They were enormous, enormous tragedies in our family. And so when I lost my second brother, I thought, it's such a unique experience to lose two people that close to you to suicide. And I felt like I was in a really... unique position to talk about it, to address it, and that's exactly what I did. I started photographing almost immediately, and the things that have come up, some of this work has been very created in a way. I have a concept, I have a thought, I have a dream, and I will create images that surround that, or sometimes I will make images, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that fits in that body of work. And so it's a mixture of all different kinds of things like that.
Now, for Angie and Leah, what is the format of your work? Is it fairly large? Is it more personal because of the subject matter, the content?
Mine is smaller, this particular body of work, because a portfolio, typically you handhold those. They're prints, they're loose prints. People can pick them up and look at them. So this body of work of mine is very small. It's 8 by 8.5 by 11. When I show, and part of this work has been shown, those prints are considerably larger.
Yeah, and my the two portfolios that I'll be showing are the 8.5 by 11 and 8 by 10. One of the portfolios is titled Assumitus, which is a term from the 1700s that means disembodied. And the images are kind of a study of reformation of creatures who have somehow met their demise, and I've recreated them into another creature. And then my other portfolio is Modern Relationships, which is, both series are still in process, but Modern Relationships started back in 2010, and it's just a continual project of mine. And it's a study of the sociological relationships of how people respond to each other in public settings, whether they're couples or friends or family, you know, how they react or respond to each other. And that's just a continual collection of work.
Wow. You know, if you just tuned in, you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio on 90.1 FM KKFI. Kent City Community Radio. We're talking to Angie Jennings, who is the president, and Vice President Leah Murphy of the Kent City Society for Contemporary Photography, and we're discussing Open Spaces 2018, a Kansas City Arts Experience expanded field, and so they've invited artists, photographic artists, who will display their work and be on hand to discuss their process this evening, Wednesday, October 17th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at El Torian at 3101 Gillum Plaza, Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, Angie and Leah, if you would share with our listeners contact information for your Contemporary Photography Society, and that way people can find out more what's coming up and how to get involved.
Yeah, for more information, they can just go to our website, which is kcscp.org.
We also have a vibrant social media presence, and I would invite anyone to look for us on social media, both Instagram as well as Facebook.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. What? You know, this is a, yeah, this is a part of Open Spaces. So, you know, thank you for participating in that. I know this has been citywide, and a lot of people love Open Spaces. It just depends. You know, there's some criticism, too. But this is going to be great, because this is all about the Kansas City Society for Contemporary Photography. You know, and I'm going to bring in the mix our good friend, what is your name again? Dan Free. Dan Free, because he's also a photographer. And Dan Free is the owner, curator, operator, cleanup guy for the Trap Gallery. And that is in Columbus Park at 525 Gillis. And you do a lot of photography in with your work, and specifically with this show that's coming up, Love Rust 2018.
I do. I'm actually a member of the Kansas City SCP.
Let me see the card. I don't know if I believe you.
Do we have cards?
We don't have cards.
Okay,
we
right.
do now.
But he is.
I paid my dues.
Vouch for him.
I paid my dues.
I'm glad someone came.
I've been a photographic artist in Kansas City for the last 25, 30 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was actually in the old SCP before it was KCSCP. Happy to be so. It's a great community of photographic artists. And my work centers around photographs of rust and pavement, and whenever possible, rust on pavement. To that note, for the last 8 years, or this will be my eighth year, doing a group show devoted to rust. It's called Love Rust, billed as a celebration of oxidation. And it happens at my space, which is called the Trap Gallery, which is at 525 Gillis Street in Kansas City, Missouri, in the Columbus Park neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This year I have 17 artists of various media, all using rust as either medium or muse. There's painting, there's sculpture, there's photography, there's fiber art, there's wax and caustic. I have outdoor sculpture yard set up a couple doors down the street where I have some big outdoor sculptures. Just a big range of stuff.
It's huge. It's fun every year when you have this, a celebration of oxidation. I love that. Love Rust 2018 at 525 Gillis. That happens 6 to 10 p.m. this Friday, because you're open on third Fridays. But you know what? It's such a festival, and because people really love rust. They get excited about rust, whether it's a photograph or sculpture or something that's collage. I know Ann Reckling does a lot of, you know, sort of collage work with rust, and
Correct.
Of course with your photographs and all that. But did you? I know you went to the Art Institute, but did you start out as a photography major?
I started doing photography in high school. Mm-hmm. The beginning of my collegiate career, I was doing graphic design and illustration, but when I transferred here to the Art Institute, I changed my major to photography.
Yeah, Yeah. So who are some of the folks that are going to be featured? And, of course, I have a list here, so I'm just asking you to, like, yak a little bit.
I have a list here as well.
Well, my list is bigger.
Go ahead. Valerie Bashaw, she does Russ transfers on silk. Justin Bell he's an iron worker by trade. And so he has some sculptural works as well as a big jar of rust soup.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll just put that out there. new artist this year, Joel Bucamont. He's from Oakland. Mm-hmm. And I actually found him online and got him to send me some pieces. His work is very beautiful. Wes Casey has a big outdoor piece that is about 8 feet tall and 11 feet wide. So just put that out there. Mary Fassoni is from my neighborhood, and she's been a part of the show every year. Mm-hmm. And she has a big outdoor sculptural piece. Megan Gallant. Ed Lessig has a sculptural piece. John Merrick is a painter that somehow incorporates rust into his painting. I don't know how he does it, and he won't tell me. Jason Myers is from St. Joe. Karen Peck has outdoor pieces. Charles Ray is an artist from Lawrence that does rust transfers onto paper. Ann Reckling does sculptural assemblage. George Roussis is a blacksmith and iron worker. Becky Stevens is new to the show. She's the one that has the encaustic stuff. Frank Strunk is an artist from Atlanta that my mom discovered, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then Dan Wayne has, he always comes up with a little taxidermy/rust piece. So
should be interesting. I think
it's a good mix.
Yeah. I like that. So that's coming up this Friday in Columbus Park, October 19th, 525 Gillis, 6 to 10 p.m. And you know what? I'm going to throw Sylvia Kofler in on the mix because, you know, we want you all to have your turn at the microphone because we are going through this fall pledge drive. And so I want you all to, you know, to share what's happening in the creative community. So Sylvia is going to talk about Haunted Words, Phil Miller Scholarship Reading and Open Mic, which is happening Sunday, October 21st from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Writer's Place. And now that I've said that, thank you, Sylvia, for showing up.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, this coming Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. The challenge, should you decide to accept it, share your thoughts on a ghost or ghostly encounter of any description or disposition in a poem in an upcoming open mic at the Phil Miller Memorial Scholarship Reading. Phil Miller was the founder of Riverfront Readings back in the 80s. It's the oldest, reading series in Kansas City almost. So read something ghostly.
Yeah. So to sign up ahead of time, you can email Randy at riverfrontreadings.com, or you can sign up at the event if slots are still available. But also want to mention that this event includes a silent auction of original artwork, right?
Yes, there'll be some artwork and also some baskets with different publications, books of local and not local poets and writers.
Wow. So, you know, the proceeds will go to the Phil Miller Memorial Scholarship Fund, which benefits students at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College, where Phil taught for many, many years. But you can also make a contribution, right?
Yes, you can.
If you can,
you can make a contribution at the venue at the reading.
Yeah. So you know that's a lot of fun. The Haunted Words Phil Miller Scholarship Reading and Open Mic. It's a way to kind of test out your writing and contribute to a really worthy fund and just really have fun meeting other writers and all that. So you know the fun thing is we've got Angie and Leah Murphy tonight with the Kansas City Society for Contemporary Photography with the reception and portfolio walk tonight. And then we have Dan Free on Friday, and he's got the Love Rust 2018. Is that kind of sexy? It is annual.
Fascinating. I've never been to it. So.
It is very cool. Oh. It's the annual celebration of oxidation. Did I just make you blush? Look at you, Dan Free. And again, that's in Columbus Park. And then on, let's see, on Saturday, or on Sunday, we have the Haunted Words Phil Miller Scholarship Reading and Open Mic. And, you know, that is your whole weekend right there. I mean, starting tonight, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. And it is at the writer's place. That reading will be at the writer's place.
Oh, great. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, it is at the writer's place. And that is at 3607 Pennsylvania in Kansas City, Missouri. That's right behind the Uptown Theater.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you guys all know each other? I know you do because Dan is a photographer, right? Mm-hmm. And then Sylvia is an esteemed author, poet, writer, and educator, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And she just came back from
Bangor, Maine.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I visited Bar Harbor and Quebec City.
Very nice.
It's very close there.
So you will be reading on Sunday, or are you hosting Sylvia?
I will be part of the hosting and, you know, help. And I also will read one of my poems. I have a ghost poem. And I will also probably share one of Phil Miller's ghost poems.
Very good. Do you have a website or social media contact information for folks to check out any of the information about the Riverfront Reading or this particular Haunted
Riverfront
Words?
Riverfront Readings, yes. Mm-hmm. You can find us at riverfrontreadings.com.
Yeah, and you can find out more information about that Memorial Scholarship Fund. If you cannot attend, you can also certainly... you know, make a donation to the KCKCC
Foundation.
Yeah,
and
so.
that website is www.kckcc.edu/foundation.
Well, I know this was quick and this was really hurried. Again, we're in the fall pledge drive, so we want people to call 888-931-0901 and support this little old radio station. I myself have been doing. This hosting and producing this show for 6 years, and I would really love to encourage you all to call and pledge your support for the station. You can also make a secure donation online at kkfi.org, because we love to share with you what's happening in the creative community with organizations, individuals, writers, performers, all of that. So please be generous. Any final words, y'all? Crickets.
Well, a few other things that are going on in light of the month of Halloween, and then the Day of the Dead that's coming up.
Yeah,
At All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church, 4501 Walnut Street, they have Hugo Camejo Salido with his exhibit Katrines, I believe that's how you pronounce it. Amazing work, just beautiful skull paintings, and I encourage you to come out and see that. And then we also have current works for KCSCP, which opens on November 1st, and that is a Thursday evening, and our juror, Philip Eyrick, will be
we
giving
love Philip Eyrick.
Yes,
yeah.
He's great. He will be giving a juror's talk at 6:30. So that's November 1st at 1717 Walnut Street, and that's Jones Gallery. And then what else do we have going on?
Archive is going on in St. Joseph right now at the Missouri Western
State University
Potter Gallery.
Yeah. Okay. And then also, I personally am a part of Thought and Form Representational at the Kansas City Artist Coalition, which is also
terrific.
Open spaces.
You're a busy woman. We love you, Angie, for coming in and you know, sharing with us.
And One Night Stand is coming up on November 9th.
I asked if One Night Stand was coming up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for the Kansas City Artist Coalition.
It's
a one-night artist exhibit, members exhibit. So, yeah.
Great. Anything else?
I just want to let people know that Third Fridays are a thing in Columbus Park.
They are.
The number of venues varies from month to month, but we've been doing shows on third Fridays in Columbus Park. Well, we switched to third Fridays 16 years ago.
Yeah.
We tried doing first Fridays, but couldn't compete with fire jugglers in the street. So.
But you know what? People have said, and I would agree, that your third Fridays in Columbus Park and third Fridays in general are like first Fridays when we were in school, you know, in art school. So there you go.
It kind of is. You can still see the art. It's not too crowded. There's multiple venues. There's multiple restaurants in the neighborhood that you can appreciate, and it's a good scene.
It's all good,
and beautiful weather and interesting people guaranteed.
You do lovely work there, so thank you so much for having that space. And it's been open for years now, hasn't it? Let me see. It's been open for
18 years.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah,
it's so been there. A long time.
We love you, Dan.
And I haven't aged
Free.
A bit.
He hasn't.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you all. And Sylvia Kofler, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us about the Haunted Words Phil Miller Scholarship.
You're welcome.
Reading. We're going to take a quick break with Art Speak Radio, and we're going to be right back with the incorrigible Bill Sundahl. Welcome back to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and we're happy that you're listening to us on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, or on 90.1 FM or KKFI.org. Hold on there. All right. So, you know, next up, I have the very talented, beautiful, and incorrigible Bill Sundahl, who's our development director, and he does such fine work for us here at KKFI, and we love him for that. And, you know, we're going to get ready and really go into overdrive with this pledge drive, because we had guests earlier, and now we really want to
overdrive this pledge drive.
Yeah, because, you know, we need to get some support for this little old radio station. We love when you call 888-931-0901 with a pledge.
That's right. We definitely love that. And or you can go to kkfi.org and make that donation. So are we going to do take two?
Sure.
You guys, I think the good people of the world want to hear take two. And then we have a special announcement. And then so we're going to open up the phone lines. You call and ask me anything you want to know about KKFI. Well, that I might know the answer to. I mean, you can ask me whatever you want, but I probably won't know the answer to most things, but we'll be happy to try our best.
I think we're going to have a blast with this.
So that number is a different number. That's 816-931-5534. That's the studio line. So it's 931-KKFI. That's to talk to me or Maria. But if you just want to make a donation, that number is 888-931-0901. Let's have some fun.
Okay, honey, we're going to go to take two. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a well-worn Hollywood story. It's the fourth version of A Star is Born.
And it's a Bradley Cooper production. He stars in it, and he produces it, directs it.
Wrote it, and he also provided his own music.
I didn't know that part, but I'll tell you, I went to this reluctantly because I thought no one can top James Mason and Judy Garland in that performance of A Star is Born. But this blew me away. I was thrilled, crying, moved. It was such a touching performance by both Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
And it's the story about the star who's on a downward spiral versus his protege who's on the way up.
Yes.
And their tragic romance. And, of course, you can see what's coming from miles away. But you know what? Doesn't matter.
It's as thrilling as going to a rock concert that you love, and their love affair and her evolution into a powerful star herself.
Lady Gaga plays the girl who he has become her Svengali of sorts.
Yes.
However, her career takes off while his flounders, and he also flounders in alcoholism and self-loathing.
Yes.
And therein lies the tragedy. But, you know, even with all the melodramatic flourishes, it still works thanks largely to the very likable cast.
Hello.
And a realistic approach.
It's a crowd pleaser. And, you know, I thought there was a resemblance to Judy Garland. in Lady Gaga's face and in her trembliness at times.
Interesting comparison.
Yeah.
I think this is Oscar bait and big time.
Yes.
It's the sort of thing Hollywood loves. They love it when a actor becomes a director and has success. And so you can give him a giant statuette right
well,
now.
Well, it's one of my favorites for this year.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
Right. And this is Take Two.
Hello, I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. This is Art Speak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And I have the futuristic Bill Sundahl.
I'm very
don't know what
futuristic.
Else to say.
Why not?
But, you know,
well,
we're
crazy. I just want to tell you, first of all, I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But I want to ask little Billy something.
but before you get to that, hold on.
I know you get this money coming in, and I'm just wondering who gets that money. Like, do you get that money, or who gets that money? Does Bill get that money?
Bill does not get that money per se. I do get paid to work here, which is important to me actually working here. But the
well,
money
sure,
goes
I
to keep.
That.
Yeah, no,
right,
I know.
Right.
So. The money goes to KKFI to fund our station. We, of course, have rent here at the corner of 39th and Main. We have repairs
utilities.
To our tower. We have rent at the we own our tower, but it sits on land that we have to rent. We have electricity to run a 100,000-watt tower. That is not cheap. That's a lot of wattage in your cottage, and you know. So that's why we have
your cottage. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're one funny dude.
Now, what is your name, and where are you calling from? I forgot to ask that of you.
Well, I'm calling from just a couple places down from here, from 39th and Main, and we're just sitting around having a few brewskis, and we're listening to you guys.
We love that. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask some questions. That's all I wanted to do.
Terrific. Well, thank you for your call, and we love that you're listening to us, so we appreciate your support in that way.
Well, thank you. You keep on, and then stuff. Okay.
All right,
thank
we'll
you,
do that. Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes.
All right. That is exactly how it goes. So you can call. So if you want to pledge, that's 888-931-0901. And that's your way to support KKFI. If you want to ask me or Maria, well, I can't say speak for Maria. I'll try and answer anything I can. And that number is 816-365. Oh, no. 816-931-5534. That's 931-KKFI. So give us a call, and we'll see what we can do to answer your question.
Bill,
let's
have
some fun.
If someone calls and wants to ask you a car question or air conditioning or,
I used to repair cars. I used to be a scale technician. I used to be an iron worker. What do you got?
Yeah, but can you pickle, beets?
I can, no, but I've... My mom could. I could call her and see if she would know.
I want to say this about Bill Sundahl, and he's just too humble to say it himself. He is a very talented musician with the Starhaven Rounders, bass player, father, good guy. He's an advocate for people that are musicians and Crossroads Festival.
Yeah, sure. Ask me about the Crossroads Music Fest. Yeah. That's been going on. It'll be 15 years next year.
You can ask him what happened to his hair, how he lost his hair.
That's right.
I
thought I found it the other day, but it wasn't. It's just migrating down my back.
We love that about you, Bill. Out your ears. But I'm glad you have the headphones on.
That's an old joke somebody
But, you can still call us at 888-931-0901 because we do need your support, or kkfi.org for online, donation.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's...
What?
There's a champion for this show.
That's right.
Let's switch gears. The phone hasn't rang yet. So while we're not taking calls from you, call 888-931-0901 and support your community radio station.
Now, should I air that spot? Because I love
to
hear.
We'll just do it.
Because I love to hear you go, yeah.
Well, that part, that one's, I got rid of that one. So this is a champions challenge starting right now. I just hit start on the timer. And so you now have 7 minutes to call 888-931-0901. We have a champion. Not an anonymous champion, but a champion nonetheless. throwing a $100 bill down. If we can match that $100, then we will have $200. And guess who our champion is? It's Maria Vasquez Boyd.
Well, and you know, I do that because I really believe in this radio station. I love bringing the creative community to you on air. I love for them to talk about what they do in the community, what they're working on, upcoming events, organizations. I think it's really important for the community to hear what's happening and be a part of it.
As do I. Often this is where I learn about what's going on in the arts community, what photographers in town, what recording studio has popped up. Man, there's just no end to the different styles of art that you bring in here to KKFI.
Well, that's because we're such a diverse community, and we love, you know, giving everyone the opportunity to share, you know, what their passion is about.
This is a platform. We're like we're like the soapbox.
We are like
that,
the soapbox.
That you can stand on and support KKFI right now. We got Link in here.
Hello,
Mixmaster Link has come to help us extol the virtues of Maria Vasquez Boyd.
Yay. You can put me on a pedestal.
We have 4 minutes and 38 seconds left to... Maria wants to donate this money, but she will. My understanding is that she will not do it unless we can meet that $100.
Otherwise,
right?
I'll just go to Taos and, you know, forget this.
All right.
Well, you know, I got to tell a personal story about why I love Maria Vasquez Boyd so much. Okay. So, all my life as an adult, I've come to know that people get to know each other on a somewhat distant but somewhat personal basis. And I like to get in touch with people. And I once gave a sermon to kids a bunch. I told them, when I grow up, I want to be the Johnny Appleseed of hugs. Because I believe in hugging people and show them trust and love. And Maria is a big hugger.
She is
a big hugger. She hugs everybody. And you feel the love when she gives you a hug.
Oh, bless your heart.
And it's about time that we feel the love right here, right now, at 888-931-0901. Send your love out to Maria Vasquez Boyd by making that call.
That's right. You
can go to
the website as well, kkfi.org, and click the donate button in the top right of the screen. And you know what? There's not a whole lot of better hugs out there.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really think of a better hug.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much for that.
I'll give you, when the donation comes in, I'll give you the hug on behalf of the donor.
I love that.
And you'll hear a big, that good feeling inside. Inside your heart will feel good.
I'll even give you a peck on the cheek.
Oh,
my goodness.
My wife allows that.
So 3 minutes left in this Champions Challenge.
Man.
So we do not want to leave that money laying on the table. We try to avail ourselves of every opportunity to support. And we certainly appreciate our champions during the pledge drive. And Maria is a champion of the arts and of KKFI all year long. And so now is your time to show support for KKFI, as she has done, by challenging you to make that donation. And it doesn't have to be all at once. A sustaining donation will be counted toward a year's worth of those monthly donations. And so you can join John Boyd and Bruce Tanner, Amy Shields, Dave Leiser, Luis Belfranz, who are currently sustaining donors. They'll be enjoying the concert, or they'll have an opportunity anyway to enjoy the concert that's coming up on November 29th.
Can we talk about that?
We definitely can. 2 minutes left to make your donation double in impact.
Come on, folks. Don't be cheap.
888-931-0901 or kkfi.org is your way to support the arts.
Yeah.
That's right? The arts in Kansas City. Kansas, this is local. It's community.
Yeah.
And your support for the local community by giving the opportunity for people to come on air and talk about their events and talk about what's going on.
It's
something you get nowhere else on the dial. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an exclusive benefit of KKFI.
That's right. And if that's a value to you, so if you're out there and listening and you've thought, man, I did hear about that Day of the Dead celebration on Maria's show. I did hear about the poet that was coming to town, or the photography
opportunities
exhibit.
To submit work organizations and that sort of thing.
Well, I think I was listening when I went, open spaces is coming. I need to submit my idea. And ultimately, they went another way.
We love
but
to
that's
have
fine.
Well, and we love to have organizations like the Charlotte Street Foundation on to talk about opportunities
Perfect.
For
yes.
artists.
Right.
Arts KC. You know, there's so many Kansas City Arts
yeah,
Coalition.
Geez, tick them off. We support all of the arts organizations in town by providing a platform. So we have 40 seconds to make your donation
Ouch.
Double. So
888-931-0901.
And I don't know why she's saying ouch. It's rather painless. You speak to one of our kind volunteers or you go online.
It
takes 3 or 4 minutes of your life. And every time you see that bank statement, if you decide to be a sustainer, mm-hmm. you'll go, I'm doing good with that.
Yeah, and right that's such a minimal, you know.
You set the amount,
yeah,
right?
So,
All right. How much is this challenge? How much do we have to get to?
The challenge is $100.
$100.
That's
you
right.
You can't do $100.
That's $10 a month.
$10
is $120. That would knock it out of
have
the park.
Have it made.
Oh, there goes our timer. So call right now.
Okay.
888-931-0901. Or, of course, go online. We'll... The online ones are sort of time stamped, so we give a few extra minutes because we know it's going to take a minute to fill out the form. So
I'm seeing thumbs up
what?
In the other room.
Oh,
I'm seeing thumbs
go
up.
Yay.
All right.
He's going to go back to Pledge Yay. Central and see what
Thank
happened.
Thank you so much, my friend. We love you, and I owe you a
Thank
kiss.
Thank you, you know, sorry, Steve.
Like he goes. So anyway, we're going to go to some underwriting, honey, and we'll be right back with Art Speak Radio.
Support for KKFI provided by Union Cemetery Historical Society in partnership with Kansas City, Missouri Parks and Recreation, presenting Historical Epitaphs, Voices from the Past, Saturday, October 20th, 5 to 9 p.m. A guided tour of Kansas City's oldest public cemetery, Union Cemetery. Storytelling by local actors portraying past Kansas Cityans buried at your feet. Information and tickets, uchskc.org or the Union Cemetery Historical Society Facebook page.
And this is Maria Vasquez Boyd, Art Speak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And I'm here with Bill Sundahl.
Hello.
Our development director. And Link just came in. So what's going on?
What happened over there?
We got a donation of $100 on the nose just to match this.
All right.
That's terrific.
From my favorite lady in Gladstone, Missouri. Miss Kathy Windham.
That's awesome.
She did the right thing. You know, it's all about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
For the arts, for the community, for the station. Because we are a giving station. We're not
That's
a
true.
Taking station.
Yeah.
We give sounds, we give voices, we fill the airwaves with what we really believe in, and we do it for only ask for enough money to keep us running.
Wow, right.
There's just enough to keep going.
Yeah. We are a nonprofit 501c3, which if you're familiar with the laws, means we don't get to take the money with us.
We don't get to take the money with us. And we're all volunteer based.
That's right.
So, I mean, we do this because we have a passion and a commitment, and this is what we choose to do. Can you imagine going to work and not getting paid for it? Well, we kind of do that here.
24 hours a day.
I get it.
7 days a week. Right. Yes. I'm surrounded by, on a daily basis, I'm surrounded by people who are giving people.
Yeah,
and
we love
and
that.
It really is a wonderful community here at KKFI.
Yeah.
And like I said, we exist to support the community. And so one way that I thought would be fun during this pledge drive to support the community is just, hey, call and ask anything you want to know about KKFI fundraising or events or, you know, I don't know, whatever. If people are out there listening, going, I'd like to ask Bill this stupid question.
I would like to ask
me
Bill
that
a question.
Question. All right,
well, we're waiting for a phone call.
Yeah.
What's with that mole on your shoulder? I mean,
that's a tattoo, actually. Thank you for thinking it's a mole. Just got some hairs growing out of it. It's not that big a deal.
And did you name it?
No, but I'm going to get it looked at.
You know Bill Sundahl is very dedicated in his work here at KKFI. But you know what? I love to have you on the Pledge Drives because we have a lot of fun together.
Yes,
we just kind of we're goofy and you know, playful.
That's you.
And
I'm the serious one.
Wow. You know, it's just so much fun, you know, to be able to have him on the show and you know, pitch for the Pledge Drive and just kind of show a little bit more of his personality because he frankly doesn't have much personality.
So also I love I'm a dad, so I'm always looking for new dad jokes for my kids to roll their eyes at me over.
Oh
so
my
you
gosh.
Got any good dad
oh
jokes? clean. We're on the radio, so
I got a joke for you right now.
Oh, okay.
You know how little kids like riddles?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Why did they bury the Indian on the side of the hill?
I don't know.
You want to say?
Because he was dead.
Oh. Well. Yeah, it's
clunk.
There we go. That's a groaner. Yeah, a groaner. No doubt. Yeah. That's the definition of a groaner.
Oy vey. Oy vey.
They're also called natives.
That's right. Yeah. I learned that as a child, and that they were Native Americans.
Then. So, Bill, what are you dressing up for Halloween this year? Are you going to take your kids out?
I am
out,
not.
Right?
I think we're going to do a group thing at Alice in Wonderland. We have.
Are you going to be the bunny?
I'm generally the the Mad Hatter.
Go
figure. It's your unbirthday. Happy unbirthday to you. That's generally my role. But I thought I might be the Drag Queen of Hearts this year. That would be pretty fun.
Oh, that could be fun. Yeah. I don't.
What? No, I'm not shaving the beard though. I'm serious. So I don't know. We'll see. How it goes.
I'm getting this visual, and it's
that's
a little
delightful.
Scary.
What? It's
scary.
I have a green and white polka dot dress that fill out nicely.
You know, Halloween is one of my favorite times of the year, not only because, you know, the whole season changes. There's that crispness in the air, the colors, you know, the smell, everything of, you know, burning wood and all that. And, you know, I just love Halloween. So I'm in my
element.
Me too.
The kids are going to be like a vampire and a witch, and they're all excited. Yeah. So, I love Halloween, too. And it's always Halloween here. We always have a party in KKFI.
What?
So,
I thought you were going to say it's always scary.
Oh,
because it is kind of...
Or we always dress in costumes. I don't know. One of those.
Well, speaking of Halloween, you know, my show falls on Halloween this year, so I've got some terrific guests lined up for my Halloween show. Mm-hmm. Michael McQuarrie. I've got Mark Allen. I've got Emily Evans Sloan, who's going to knit live on air.
Knit live?
And is she going to be right next to a puppet show, too? Or?
Oh, don't judge.
And then I love Emily, but who came up with this? I'm going to knit live on the air.
Me? It's
my bad.
Fun.
No, great idea. That's at least as good as let's have Bill on to take phone calls, because this isn't working at all.
This is
you have to call the public. If you want to hear any, I don't know. I guess not. I guess they don't. 888-931-0901 is your way to support KKFI.
And Wick Thomas is going to be on the air too.
Wick Thomas. Yeah.
So we're going to
have
tricks. We're going to have a party. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk to one of us yahoos, then 816.
Who said I would answer questions?
That's true. That's true.
I feel
like you can't shut up. So that might be. Yeah.
And Link is one of our newest members on
that's
KKFI.
Right. That's
so
right.
let's tell our listeners about your show, Link.
Link's Mix is on 10 until noon on Tuesdays. So all you Wednesday listeners have to change your habits.
Just tune it in. You're always listening.
Yeah. And
never turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, why ever turn the radio dial away from 90.1 FM?
Did you just ask me that? Is that one of the questions you're asking?
I play a mix, and I try to stay on a theme for several months at a time, and then I switch to something else because we're about variety here. When you look at this station, I think of it like a patchwork quilt where you've got 86 different programmers. Each one does their own thing, so it all ends up being different. You get the variety you get here is just all over the map.
Yeah, on purpose. That's the reason we exist, is to be all over the place
all the time. It challenges you mentally to always be hearing something new and fascinating, something you didn't know.
That's true.
It's true. We are healthy for the community.
That's Well, no, it is. It's healthy for me. I said it a million times, and I'll say it again. It's my continuing education. Yeah. I can't always take a class in this or that or the other thing, even though, you know, I would love to, but who has time for that? But to learn, like, it's gotten me interested in things that I would have never gotten into.
Yeah.
One
is
fundraising. Yeah. Like, I started, got a job here, and I'm like, oh, I'm really excited about fundraising. That's crazy.
You come out of an embezzler sort of background, don't you?
That's my grandfather. Yeah.
Well,
thanks,
sir. I mean, I said ask me whatever.
I love the pledge drives. They're my favorite time of the year because the pledge drives I get to hear people calling on that phone and doing good. And I hear people becoming proud of themselves for what they're doing, that they're doing community good. And I just, and all the volunteers who are in there, who are volunteering their time to be there, it's like, it feels good to be around people who are being their best selves, when they're doing their best and most noble and honorable things. I mean, there's enough slime bags in this world, and we hear them every
night. He looked your way.
I am right here. It's good to be around people doing good. And this is your opportunity to do some good. You can do it on the phone. You can do it online, kkfi.org or 888-931-0901. The people, when you talk to them in that pledge room, they will... You will hear their smiles when you're talking to them, and you will feel their gratitude for what you are doing, and you'll realize that you are being your best self when you're being charitable and you're being kind.
Oh, we have a phone call for you, Bill. I have a question.
All right.
It came online.
Okay.
So the question is, what are you wearing?
I am wearing a pair of jeans, some brown shoes. And like
I just totally made that up.
What?
I just totally made that up because, you know, this just didn't go as we planned
in
our head.
What do you mean? What we planned to do was come and open up the phone lines, and that's what we did. I don't plan the outcome. I just planned the thing, you know. It was very probable in my mind that no one would care anything about what I wanted to say.
Well, you know, we really wanted to model after the Click and Clack brothers.
Right. You know what? Call in with your car questions.
I asked.
Well, no, I said that's fine. I used to work on cars.
Well, I
can cut a car in half and put it back to you. Well, I used to be able to.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore. I don't think you should let me do that to your car.
Would you use like a chainsaw or a torch?
No, it's usually like a drill and a torch and drill out a bunch of spot welds. And cars are just spot welded together. For the most part.
Yeah, but everything
if it's been put together in the last 30 years, it's spot welded.
But everything is so digitalized now, you wouldn't want to kind of mess with cars like.
Oh, sure. I mess with my cars all the time. I can't afford to take it to a garage.
Oh, that's why it hasn't moved in the parking lot for what, about a month now?
You know, I mean, I didn't move. I rolled it down the hill to get it out of the way. You move it parking space to space every now and then people, it doesn't seem as.
All right, I've got a question for you, Bill.
Yes.
What is your favorite Miles Davis song?
Oy. Oh man, what's the most popular one?
What?
I don't know. I he's great. When I hear him, I go, man, that sounds great. But I'm
just putting you on the spot.
I do own a Miles Davis record, but it's been a long time since I listened
to it. Maria Vasquez Boyd, what is your favorite Miles Davis song?
Well, I would say, I can't think of any off the top of my head.
All Blues. My favorite.
Well, you know, I have my iPad here filled with jazz music, but I'm kind of in a different place because I'm like looking at my next week's lineup because I do have to kind of close up the show, give Jeff a little bit of time. You know, I'm so bad about giving him like no time to set up for the next show. So I want to make sure that I sign off early and get him in here because we love Jeff Harshbarger.
She's cutting jazz, me off.
Pretty much. Jazz afternoon that follows Art Speak Radio. I want to thank Dan Free, Sylvia Kofler, Angie Jennings, Bill Sundahl, Leah Murphy. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming in and brightening my day.
Thank you, of course.
Yeah, and of course,
I'm a ray of sunshine. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah, whatever. Next week, October 24th, we have Dennis Weiser, Paul Tosh, Stephen Pruitt. They will all be here in the studio talking to us about what's happening in their world in the creative community. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your phone calls. Thank you for supporting this little old radio station. Again, thank you so very much for making a part of your day. Stay tuned for Jeff Harshbarger. And I want to tell you that you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.
I want to say thank you, Maria Vasquez-Boyd, for doing this week in, week out, and educating me about the arts community here in Kansas City. And thank you to Kathy, who made the match.
Absolutely. And, we thank you for that. So with that, we're going to sign off, and I want to say, honey, I'm coming home.